So we were discussing the Gemara here on base on base. We're going to discuss base on base tonight, and then next week, Amir Tzashem, we're going to start the Motiv Mixus topic on Gimel and Aleph, Gimel and Base. But there's one more. We started the last shiur that we had 3 weeks ago. We began discussing the topic of Alexi Zuzi Mimanaka. So we should have those sheets. Does everybody have those sheets? Do we? What? We distributed them. Okay, good. So the Gemara here on Gimel, I'm just going to read through the Gemara again very quickly, so it's as follows. Gemara says, okay. The Gemara says that the Mishnah, Shnayim Osa Betala, Zeamar Nima Tafia, Zeamar Nima Tafia, Zeamar Kula Shuli, Zeamar Kula Shuli. So, the Gemara had been bothered by the double formulation, and finally the Gemara concluded that we're talking about two different cases. One case is Nisiya, and the other case is Mekach U'Memkar. In both of these cases, there is a dispute regarding the ownership of this object. It's a disputed object. In one case, it's a case of Nisiya. Each one claims that he picked up the Nisiya before the other. The second case is Mekach U'Memkar, where each one is making the claim that he bought the object before the other fell. That's the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, well, if we're really speaking about Mekach U'Memkar, so the Lech Zizuzi Miman Nokat. So why not just figure out, why not just see, right, who he took money from? And that will determine who the real owner. Bishlam, if we talk about Mitzvah, so a Mitzvah is an objective, you know, issue of Tfisa. And when it comes to Tfisa, we understand that there is this kind of a dispute. Each one has an equal claim. But when it comes to acquisition, Mekach U'Memkar, where's the equal split? There's only one buyer, only one person put money on the table, we thought in Havamina, and therefore that's the person, probably, who is the real owner. So the Gemara says, L'tricha, the Nakat Nitravayu. What happened was, both of them threw money on the table. Nichad Nidaite, one he took money willingly, Nichad Balkocha, and the other one tried to force his way into the sale. Each one claims to have been the one who was involved in the volitional sale, the sale which is an act of will, and we don't know who is telling the truth. It could be that there's even some confusion, that each one thinks that he was the one whose bid, let's say, was accepted. Okay. That's the Gemara. So the Rishonim all had a terrible time reading this Gemara. Why? Because of the Gemara in Kiddushin, and Rashi summarized it. We did this part of it last time. I just want to get back to where we were. The Gemara says, "V'letz zuzim memanaka nishalat hamocher mimi kibol dameha." Why don't we ask the mocher, "Who did you receive the money from?" The Tanya b'Kiddushin, Gemara says in Kiddushin, "Ne'eman bala mekach lomar lozem macharti lozem lo macharti." The bala mekach is believed when he says, "I sold it to A," right, and not to be. So that would be the basis of believing the mocher who he sold it to. Even though the Gemara concludes, even though the Gemara concludes that, you know, when is this true? Kishemikho biyado, only as long as the mocher is holding on to the object. But if the object is not in his possession, so then he's not Ne'eman. And here, I'll explain in a moment, we find an important Machlokes Rishonim. This is basically a quotation of a Tosefta. And Tosefta makes this distinction, and the Gemara quotes it in Kiddushin Daf Ayin Gimel. That's what Rashi is quoting here. Last time, 3 weeks ago, when we began this topic, we read the Tosefta, we read the Gemara in Kiddushin. I'm not going to do that right now, because we're already past that point. But this, as a recap, this distinction, this idea that the mocher is only Ne'eman b'zman shemikhob yado is explicit in the Tosefta, and it has its parallel in other things. For example, Sugya there in Kiddushin says, Ne'eman hadayan lomar, right, l'zezachisi l'zechiyavti. We believe a dayan when he says, Right, this one receives a guilty verdict, and this one the innocent. Or we believe a chaya, right, a midwife, when she says that you know, zeyat a rishon, zeyat a sheni. This one is a bechor, and this one is not. So the Gemara invariably says, based on Tosefta, that all these things are true in the moment, right? Kishabali dinim befanav, you know, when the babies are befanehem, but after the fact, there is no special nemanos, and that's what's being said here as well. So if that's the case, then you have a huge problem. This is the problem that all Rishonim grappled with. How can the Gemara say the lex dizuzim miman nakat, that you should ask, seems to say that you should be asking the mocher? After all, we're talking about a case where ein mikkal biyado. So bishlomo de Gemara in kiddushin, for all we know, we're not talking about that case. Right, because maybe it's talking about a case where the mocher is still holding on to the object. But it's hard to say that about Shnayim Oks and Batalis, because it sounds like Shnayim Oks and Batalis is after the Mekach is Yotza Kvar Mershus HaMocher. So if that's true, so what are we talking about? Yeah. So Rashi, in order to solve this problem, basically moderates the significance of this distinction. Now, as Rashi says, it's true that Tosefta distinguishes between biyado and shelo biyado. However, there's a reason for that, and it's a technical reason. It's not because the special nemanus that a mocher has runs out, per se, when it's not biyado. That's the view of Bali Tosas. Bali Tosas say, the special nemanus of a mocher is based on miku. Miku diboy amar lo macharti, nema lomar lo ze macharti ve lo ze lo macharti. But you can only do that when he can say lo macharti, and he can only do that when he has a migo, when he has the object in his hand. The second it's not in his hands anymore, he loses any kind of additional nemanos, and he has no special status. That is the view of the Bali Tosas. However, that's not Rashi's view. Rashi believes that a mocher has special nemanos per se, nothing to do with migo. The Ran, we talked about this last time, in Kedushin says, we need to rely on these people. Because without them, we're not going to know what happened. They have special information. The Mocher, the Chaya, the Dayan, right? They're on the inside. If we can't trust them, we're not going to know what happened here. The Ran thinks it's Drabana. It could be that it's even Daraisa. Meaning, there are people who are specialists, or there are people who are uniquely in a position to know. That's a fascinating idea. That gives them, right, it separates them from the rest of humankind. And it gives them a special stature when it comes to namanas. That's the idea, essentially, however you want to say it, of Rashi. That's the idea of the Raivid. So Rashi says, if that's true, so why does it have to end b'zman she'in nekobiyado? So you could say, well, the second that it's in nekobiyado, it doesn't have a shame mocher, it doesn't have a shame chayer, or shame diet. That's not what Rashi says either. Rashi says, "Ein mikol biyado, ein neman shelo nasa leivu davar." It's a technicality. When's biyado, and he knows that it's his responsibility to give it to the right person. He's focused. He's concentrating, right? And therefore he knows exactly yes and exactly no. Right? The second that he's already discharged his responsibility, it's a memory, right? And a memory is different than an active responsibility. So Rashi says, but that's only true when there's something to cloud his memory, because there are two people, but if one gave money and not the other, we rely on his nemanos. It's not his job anymore to be responsible because he gave it already. It's gossip or history. The fine line between gossip and history. But if he only received from one, he's going to remember, and we believe that we give him special number. That's Shitas Rashi. That's Rashi's special sheet. Okay. Bali Tosas disagree. Because Bali Tosas say, aside from Miku, which gives you artificial memanus, there's no special status of a mocha, there's no special status of a chayin, there's no special status of a dayan. It just doesn't exist. Tosa says, "Relax, this isn't milad. I can't pierce Rashi. Nishal a mocher, yafagav deina mocher naman kashen bikol yado. Same problem. How can we believe him? We only believe in the mitzvah shemikol yado. Kedisa perkaser yuksin." Rashi says, "Hani mila bidnagin trabayu, abidnagin bichad naman hafilo imikol yado. Bigar sina batar hachi." And afterwards, we have the girsa. Velo yadinan, and we don't know. As opposed to, he doesn't know. The Bechinam Dachim LaParish Kane says, Tosis, Dahaka Parakshak, Afagad Dein Mikol B'Yado. Tosis says, all this difficulty is really no problem. It's based on a false assumption. What's a false assumption? That we really need here a decisive Nemanus in this case. We don't. All we really need is Nemanus of an Eid Achad. Why? And therefore he doesn't have special nemanus to win the case. Neman hu ke'ed echad. We do believe him like a regular eid echad. Be'amai shnehem zishboi. And if that's the case, the Gemara is asking the following question. Not believe the mocher and the din Torah is settled, but believe the mocher and therefore don't settle the din Torah the way it's settled in our Mishnah. How is it settled in our Mishnah? Each one takes half, and each one is nishba. What should have been was, each one takes half, one of them is nishba, in the Mishnah, it's each one takes half, one, and each one takes a shvuah drabana. What should have been settled is, each one takes half, one takes a shvuah daraisa, and the other takes no shvuah. Why? Because the neyachad, amai shneim nishbaim, oso shamochem misayo, yiftar mishvuah. The one who is supported by the Eid Echad, right? Because he says, oh, Reuven is the exclusive purchaser, he should not have to take any Shvuah. The Idach, instead of taking Shvuah Drabanan, Yishba Shvuah Daraisa, Bashtagara Shapir Vilo Yada, and then they should have the proper Girsa Vilo Yada, the Yada have a Naman, Ke Eid Echad. Right? Not lo yadinan, we don't know, but lo yada, he doesn't know. He doesn't know because one was bakorcha and one was midaite. But if he knew, we believe him. That's Tosfos. So the Balik Tosfos introduce a new point here. And that is that the Gemara believes that there's something called Eid Echad Misayeya Potter Meshvuah. That a single Eid Echad. So again, according to Rashi, the whole thing is about a special memonos of a person in position to know. Dayan, Mocher, right? Kisha Hadavar B'yado, Kisha Ein Hadavar B'yado. According to Rashi, the whole sugya is talking about one topic. According to Balei Tosfos, the sugya is talking about a totally different topic. The topic of Eid Echad Misayeya, a supportive Eid Echad, is the Poter B'nashua, yes or no? So that's what we want to discuss a little more today before we move on to the next issue. What is the background for all of this? So the background is as follows. Min HaTorah, Torah says in a few places, Al Pi Shnayim or Shlosha Edim, Ad Yochum Dabar, Yumas HaMeis, as the case will be. So we know that two witnesses who are not Psulim and not Krovim, right? Two witnesses, not Nogev Dabar, two witnesses are believed. And we have a rule, Trei Kameya, you can't do better than two witnesses. It's an amazing halakh. Right, two witnesses against 1,000 or 1,000,000, Trei Kameya. Right? Okay. So two witnesses represents the apex, right, the height of Nemanus. Excellent. What about Eid Echad? So the rule is Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvuah. Right? L'kol Avon, l'kol Chatos, we say, who the Eino Kam, can't be responsible for Onshim or Korbanos, right? Aval Chayev Hu, Mechayevu b'shvuah. An Eid Echad can be mechayev b'shvuah. So if Reuven, accuses Shimon of owing him $100, let's say, and Shimon denies it, and then Levi is an Eid Echad who supports the Reuven, so Shimon doesn't have to pay the $100 because he's darned two witnesses. But Shimon has to take a shvua d'oraisa. There are three shvuas d'oraisa. It's just as well. One is motive of mikzas. Right? One person says you owe 100, the other fellow says I only owe 30. Right? So that's called motive of mikzas. The other one is shvuas v'shomrim. I give you my pikadon to watch. And the question is, you know, when it's time to receive it in return, I say, where's my pikadon? He says, an onus took place. It got destroyed in a flood, in an earthquake. Or if he's a Shomer Chinam, he says it was stolen. So you have to take a Shvua, Doraisa, to explain either Shalosh Shalach Bayad, or what happened to it. It's Machlokas exactly which Shvua is the Shvua Doraisa or Shvua Sasham. So there are three Shvua Doraisa. They're all Nishva V'Nifta. You take a Shvua and your Pata. Shvuas Eirachad, Shvuas Hashomrim, Shvuas Moda B'Mikvas. So the rule is that one of those three is Shvuas Eirach. Now, the question that we're dealing with here is there a din that if you're chayiv a shvua d'oraisa and an eidechad supports you, that you'll be exempt from that shvua? Is there any such din? We don't know if it's from psukim. We don't know of it explicitly from any gemara. Right? We only know of it from this interpretation of this gemara. And possibly, according to some Rishonim, Svar. There's no Gemara that says, in other words, we have a Gemara in Shavuos, for example, which says, I mean, we have numerous Gemaras about Shavuos right now, and that's explicit. But that's an explicit drasha of the Sifra, and it's all over the Shas. Right, we also have a famous Gemara in Masachet Shavuos, not Nemom and Aleph, where the Gemara says, Kol Mokom Sheshnayim Mechayven Osam Mamon. Wherever two Eidim are Mechayiv Yimamon, Eid Echad Mechayiv Shua. So we know that there's a Chiyuv Shua Eid Echad. But the idea that Eid Echad would be Potem in a Shua, that we don't know at all. So really, when we come to analyze this question, is it such a din of Eid Echad B'Sahir, Potem in a Shua, are really two questions we have to ask. And they're related questions. One is, what is the relationship between Chiyuv Shua and Petur Shua? Does it take more or less or the same, right, to exempt and to obligate a shvua? Should there be any difference? In other words, will you say, well, if Eid Echad is effective in the realm of shvua, right, for example, Shnayim Eidim are effective in the realm of Momon, right? Bein Chiyuv, Bein Leptur. They can be Mechayiv Yumamon, they can be Potsu Yumamon. If somebody says it's evidence or indication that somebody owes money, and two witnesses come along and they say, we declare he doesn't owe money. Right? We believe the witnesses, unless they're contradicted by other witnesses. If they come along and they say he's got mammon. So if we talk about the realm of mammon, there's no difference between chiyuv and p'tur. Is that true also in shvua? What is the relationship between chiyuv shvua and p'tur shvua? That's one part of the question. The other part of the question, and it's overlapping, is what is the status of Eid Echad vis-a-vis Shnayim? On the one hand, we say, Kol Sheshayim Mechayv Enosam Mamon Eid Echad Mechayv Shvua, which sounds like Eid Echad, is also a din of Eidos. Right? But it's Eidos is reflected on the Shvua level, because there's less of it, or it's, you know, has a potential, let's say, of being mistaken. The very famous discussion between the Ksos and the Sidus, which is very relevant to this. The Ksos says that the only reason that Yachod is only Mechayiv Shvua, not Mamon, is because there's a Kasa. Otherwise, it would have been Mechayiv Mamon too. And the Siva says that there's a Svara why Yachod is only Mechayiv Shvua, not Mamon. And that's because of the principle of what he calls Bidadami, which means, I guess you could translate it, you know, fantasy. But there's always a small possibility, and it's not filtered out when you have only one witness, you know, that your overactive imagination or fantasy or delusion, you know, is taking over. Bit of dummy, that's what you thought it was. You need a little bit of a corrective, a little bit of corroboration. When two people see the same thing, you know, it's not just an additional person. It kind of filters out. Not like, you know, not everybody, people don't fantasize in the same way. Or people's delusions are inherently different. You know, like the Tolstoy started one of his books, you know, what? Or about family. So the unhappy, Anna Karenina, I think the first line of the book goes something like, happy families are all happy in the same... I mean, he says it better. Probably in Russian it's even better. Like, happy families are all happy in the same way. Unhappy families are all unhappy differently, or something like that. So the point is that people's fantasies, right, should not be the same. Right? That their delusions are inherently, individualistic and personal. I'm not sure whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's true. So that's what the Nesiva says. Nesiva says a nechad is not mechayiv mamon because of the didam. That extra aid in the mix, it's prekaneo. Once you've gotten to two, you're fine. But one, right? There's a chashash of a mistake or of a delusion of some sort. It's an interesting question. In other words, the issue is, in the gap between Shnayim and Echad, have we still maintained the category of Eidus? Is this Eidus, but it's only Mechayev Shvua? Or is this a kind of Nemanus, but not Eidus, right? And therefore, the Shvua is in a different category entirely. The more we think that the klal, kosher shnayim b'chayiv nos hamamon eidechon b'chayiv shvua, meaning it isn't just a mnemonic device. Now, a good way to remember, when eidechon will work and when it won't work. But it's basically saying that there's a parallel between the shnayim and the mamon and the echad and the shvua. Oh. That implies eidechon is a din of mamon. But if you think that Eidechad, for example, we have a rule. Eidechad, Neman, Bisurim. That's not Eidus. That's usually Nemanus. For example, Eidechad, Neman, Bisurim, of course, the most Rishonim, not all Rishonim, it's part of the story, is, we learned Gittin a few years ago, we spoke about it. Most Rishonim of the opinion that Eidechad, Neman, Bisurim applies not only to Ksherim, but to Psulim. Not only to Anashim, but to Nashim. What, for example, what's the din in Eidechad v'Shvua? Is that only Ksherim? Or even Psulim? Interesting question. Is there any Gemara that says explicitly that Eidechad v'Shvua is only B'Ksherim? Doesn't seem like it. There seems to be some riots from some Gemaras. The Rambam, which I don't have here, but the Rambam is, maybe we do. Do we?
Which Rambam?
Shoftim. Or did you bring Mishpatim? If I were you, I would have brought for sure Mishpatim. If I had to bring a second, I'd bring Shoftim. No, Mishpatim's good. No. No, the first one to bring is Mishpatim. The second one to bring would be Shoftim. So what was the second one you brought?
I am Ezekiel.
That would be the third one. Okay. So the usually you just you fit in the bag better. It's smaller. I hear that. I mean, your own inclination also is Mishpatim. I knew that because you usually anticipate. It's like we have a kind of telepathic thing here. But anyway, so the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, says that Eidechad v'Shvua is only Ksher.
Only what?
Only B'Ksher. So what's fascinating is that the Kesef Mishnah makes the Hara, he says, I don't know where the Rambam got this halacha from. It's not explicit in any Gemara. But I think he got it, because the Rambam says, Kol avon l'kol chatos hud eino kam. Right? However, right, the implication is that if there were another Eidechad l'hitzarifimo, then he would. So to be qualified for avon and chatos, what do you need?
Ksher.
Right? So the point is that that's the Kesef Mishnah. And the Achronim, the Turi Eben, and the Gila, and the Nodav Yehuda, the Tshuva, in Eben Hezer, some of Amma Gimel, they're not at all certain about this. Rabbi Kibega thinks he has some Gemaras for it. The point I'm trying to make is it's an interesting debate, right? Basically, the Rambam seems to be certain, at a minimum, in terms of the kashrus hagabra, or that Eidechot belongs with Eidus. And some of the mefarshim, beginning with the Kesef Mishnah, you know, are just not so sure that that has to be. If you were to say that Nashim or Krovin or Psulim could be Mechayim or Shmuel, and Lo Matino, I'm not aware that anybody, yes, I think one Mordechai that maybe say that, I'm not sure. But the likelihood is that the Rambam is right. But even the fact that people are questioning that he needed a Makar is itself already an indication of where this is all going. So what does this have to do with us? So let's get back to our question. Eidechot Nisayeyo. So we know from the Gemara Eidechot is Mechayiv Shvuah. So if you were to say that the reason Eidechot is Mechayiv Shvuah is basically because Eidechot is also Eidus. And it belongs, Kol Makom Sheshayim Mechayiv Yerosim Bom and Eidechot Mechayiv Shvuah. So by the same token, if you think that there's a parallel between Eidechot and Shnayim Eidim, just that one is from Mammon, the other short of Mammon, right, expresses itself in the realm of Shvuah. So there's every good reason to think that if Eidechot is Mechayiv Mammon, Eidechot is Mesayeh, is Potter Min Mammon. But if you think that the din of Eidechot b'Shvuah is more akin to Isurim, right, so it's not simple at all. You might distinguish between Chiyuv and Ptur. And Mashal Ba'adavar Dovah, I'll just give you a couple of quick examples. You require Eidei Kiyum in some areas of Ishus. We know that, meaning the presence of Eidim, not just the proof of Eidim. Right, even if there's never a dispute. Hodos Baldin, Kamedim Dami, that's the Gemara in Kedushin, that's not a Chayim and Dave. Hodos Baldin, Kamedim Dami does not work in the area of Ishus. Good. Bain le Hatir, Bain Lassar, or can you distinguish? In other words, let's say Gittin and Kedushin. Gemara says that in Kedushin, right, in the Kaddish of Neidach, but Ein Chosh in the Kedushin, because you need Eidei Kiyum. But do you need it for Gerushin? It might depend on whether it's Chavla Achrini or not, which is what Pali tells us to speak about in the Rajma. Fine. But the point I'm trying to make is that what we find in Rishonim, both with regard to Gittin and Kiddushin directly, or for example, Minui Shliach La'olacha, is a debate in Rishonim. Never mind the act itself. Let's say the appointment of Shliach La'olacha for Gittin and Kiddushin. Does that require any Kiyum? Machlokas. And is there any possible distinction between Gittin and Kedushin? Machlokas. And in both directions. Some people think that Lahatir Ishus, right, requires more than Lassar Ishus. Other people think the opposite. Similarly, Lachayim Shvuah requires more. And if an Eidechot Lachayim Shvuah, it's certainly Potem Shvuah. Or the opposite. Another example. Take Eidechot itself. Eidechot Nemem Bisurim. Some Rishonim say, Eidechot is Nemem Bisurim, it's Bein Lahatir, Bein Lassar. Another Rishonim say, not at all. Tosfos in Kedushin Samachay says, that's Lassar, not Lahatir. Can Eidechot cannot be Matir. It can only be Oser. And there Rishonim, Chachmei Sfarad, say exactly the opposite. Right? If you can be Oser, certainly can be Matir. And it's an open question. You can see it. In terms of Chomer and Kal, you might think it's easier, and you should always be Machmir on the level of Iser. Right? Or no. So here too, we know that Eidechot is Mechayiv Shvuah. That's undisputed. But since we have, you know, different perspectives on whether Mechayiv or Liftor is easier or better, and we have different perspectives on how whether or not we see Eidechot as a form of Eidus or not. So you can imagine that there's going to be quite a debate about this unknown point, Eidechot Mesayeh, whether it's Potem or Shvuah. Now to add to the mix a little bit, there are three Shvuahs. Let's start with the Shvuahs Daraisa before we can get to the Shvuahs Rabbana. There are three Shvuahs Daraisa. Eidechot, Boru Mixas, and Shvuah Hashav. Is it possible that we would distinguish between the Shvuahs? Now the role of Eidechot doesn't change. If Eidechot is Eidus, or Eidechot is a kind of Nemanus, that doesn't change whether you're applying it to the realm of Shvuah Hashomrim, Shvuah Boru Mixas, or Shvuah Eidechot. But the quality of the shrua, what it is that you're trying to be matir, might be different. Just because I have three shruas deraisa, does that mean that they're all identical? You might say that they're different. And I'll explain why they might be different going forward. So let's look at some of the shitas first, and then we'll see how all these things play out. So the first shita to look at is the rush. The rush here, we have it in the sheets, or you have it in the back of the Gemara. It doesn't really make a difference. You can look at it either place. The rush quotes from Ron Wurttemberg. One second. Everybody have that? Rush from the second Bava Metzia, on the bottom of the page, probably page 2, I'm guessing, at least in mine. Rush from the Metzia, Perek Aleph, Simen Gimel. What? And we did Rabbeinu Tam. And we did Rabbeinu Tam in Shlomo mode. Everybody have it? Is it on the bottom of page 2?
Set 5.
What's the set number? 6? If not, it's in the Gemara. So just go in the back of the Gemara, you'll find it there. Alright, Perek Aleph, Simen Gimel. Everybody have that? Perek Aleph, Simen Gimel. Everybody have that?
Yes.
When we did Rabbeinu Tam Yishlomo. From Rabbeinu Tam we should learn the Ein Echad Poter Min HaShvuah. Okay. Now remember that the Shvuah that they're talking about in the Gemara, which is one of the main, if not the main source, if not the source, of this halacha is really Shvuah Drabana. Because the Gemara says, Alexi Zazim Yaman Nakad. Right? We should believe the mocher, even though it's Eino Biyado, as an Eid Echad, and what should happen? The other befellow should be Chayav Shvuah Doraisa, and he should be Potter. But the Shvuah that he's Potter from is what kind of a Shvuah? Shvuah Drabana. Because the Mishnah's Shvuah is only Drabana. So that's why it's Midiver Rabbeinu Tam Yeshlomo, meaning it isn't explicit in the Gemara that you can be Potter a Shvuah Doraisa Beidach and Messiah, because the Gemara isn't talking about Shvuah Doraisa. Right? But Midiver Rabbeinu Tam Yeshlomo, from what Rabbeinu Tam says in general, we can derive Beidach and Potter and Shvuah. The Havi Ram Rutenberg, brought a Raya, Ludvara, Middarshinan, Shavuos, Memo and Aleph, the Gemara that I mentioned before. So the Gemara there says, the Kol Avon and the Kol Chatas who deino come, and the Nachar does not come with Chatas of the Avon, and will come with Leinem Shvua. He is come with Shvua. Filo Miate Kra Bein Lechiv Shvua Bein Lepotem in HaShvua. So what does Rebbe Ram Rutenberg do here? He made a leap. An understandable leap. In other words, the Gzeres HaKosuv says that Eid Echad is excluded from Avon and Chatas, right? But it's called L'Inyan Shvua. L'Inyan Shvua is translated by the Ram Rutenberg as not the Inyan Chiyuv Shvua, the realm of Shvua, right? And the point that he's emphasizing is, what is it not effective in? Avon and Chatas. Anything but Avon and Chatas, it's effective, which is another way of saying Eid Echad is Eidus. Right? It has some limitations, but it's Eidus. So therefore, the Lomia Takra Ben Mechiv Shua Ben Lipatam Yeshua. I'm going to show you in a second that the Ramban, just as unselfconsciously, says the opposite. Meaning also just an assumption. What I mean by unselfconsciously is meaning this part of it isn't really a proof. It's a question of what you emphasize. Right? Are you emphasizing, Aval Kam L'Shvua, which is Abar Chiyuv Shvua and the Gemara in Shavuos, or are you emphasizing Aval Eino Kam L'Kol Avon L'Kol Chatas? Right? So the Rosh is saying basically, unless you could prove to me that Eid Echad in Ketur Shvua is excluded, it's included. The Ode, do another one, Kav Chomer. This is very nice. Eizek Koach Meruba, Koach HaMuksak or Koach She'ino Muksak? Have a Omer. Listen to the Rush's or the Ram Rutenberg's reasoning. Who's in a stronger position? The Muksak or the non-Muksak? Muksak. that's otherwise known as Hamotzi Mechavero Balamaraya. The person who has the status quo is the person who's in a position of strength. Same king, Kavachomeru. After all, when you're Mechayev somebody a Shvuah, what are you doing? It's a Shvuah's Nishba v'Niftar. So you're imposing a Shvuah on the Muktzak. He's a Muktzak, he's in a stronger position, and yet, when an Eidachot is against him, the Eidachot forces the Muktzak to swear. Now, let's say the Eidachot is going to support the Muktzak. That should be even stronger. If the Eidachot is on the side of the Muktzak, that should be stronger than if he's opposing the Muktzak. Right? In Cain, Kavachomer, Ma, Kishaid Mesayel, and Mishaino Muktzak, we know it's on the opposite side of the Muktzak, Zokek is a Muktzak Lishaba, he will impose a Shua on the Muktzak, Kishaid Mesayel, and Muktzak, when he's on the side of the Muktzak, Koshkin Sheikh, the Renamina Shua. That's what he's doing. Odevi Raya, then he has another Raya, which we'll get back to, maybe that's a strange Raya, let's leave that for the moment. Okay. Now, look at the Ramban for a minute. Ramban, we'll get to the Baal HaMor a little later on. But look at the Ramban, which is on page 4. Ramban on page 4 starts off by quoting the Baal HaMor. Baal HaMor is very fascinating, but we're not going to discuss it this minute. Maybe we'll have a chance. I'll just go on the back of the sheets. Everybody have the sheets? Page 4? At least in mine, again, I don't know, we change sometimes the, because you put on the numbers, but mine is on the top of page 4. Muhammad Hashem, Babatzia, Aleph, Omen Aleph? Oh, it's in the back. If you want it in the back of the Gemara, it's in the, you know, the Aleph, Omen Aleph. They're on back. Yeah, on the wrist. Muhammad Hashem. I just put on the sheets for those that don't have shopping. If anybody has a riff in the back, it's on Aleph from an Aleph. So you look at the Muhammad Hashem. You just have to have better eyes than I do lately. You know. To get some glasses. You know. Or put it like this. Cuts of the Sefer Amor. Right? This is the Ramban quoting the Baal HaMor. Naka Chomemka, Naksi Suzi Mimanaka, Leisi Lepirish Arif. Ad kedamina leinam slain dinrim shenusayel eshtar siyu b'yama v'kule. I'm not going to say. This is Ramban writing now. A Rav Rabbi Yaakov Zal, who's a Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Utam, fascinating. Both the Rush and the Ramban start with Rabbi Utam, right? And they come to exact opposite conclusions. Because the Ramban that we have in Sefer Yashar does not, I should maybe put it on the sheet, but does not say anything about Eidachot Misayeya Min HaTorah, about Shua Daraisa Min HaTorah, or about Shua Daraisa. He speaks about, again, the Mishnah of Shai Moshe Batalis, and how Eidachot Misayeya is going to be poter from that Mishnah, from that Shua. That's a Shua Daraban. That's why the Rosh said, from the way Rabbi Natan explains it, he understood that it doesn't matter whether it's a Shua Daraisa or Shua Daraban. But the Ramban understood it very differently. Amar Kosev, Aram Rabbi Yaakov, meaning the Rabbeinu Tam, Kach Tir Sefer Yashar. The man, the Makha Shlei Sahada, Mechayet Shvua Daraisa. Right? The person contradicts an aid, an echad, but the echad is against him, it's Chayet Shvua Daraisa. The man, the Messayelei, and if a person is supported by an eid echad, no tel below Shvua. The Tama Mishum the Shvua the Masnisim Mishum Chashodahi Shlei Hekal Echad Holech Utokev Betaliso Shel Chavera Kederi Bahai Kibin the Misayei Eloi Eid Echad Raglaim Ladovar Velo Meshaker V'Ida Chashid V'Iyo Lo Chashid V'Ehu Torah Faperi Shavu. Rabbi Natan basically says this Gemara of Lessons, Zivan Naka goes on the Mishnah. The Shvuah from Mishnah is the Shvuah Drabana. What's the Shvuah Drabana? Because we, you know, that he shouldn't be chashid, that he's telling a lie.
but then he also was a deterrent. Shlei kolachad yachad tokev talisa shal chaveru lo mishalihu.
You shouldn't be encouraged to do this kind of a thing. But if an eidachad is misayeya, he has an eidachad on his side. So goyim ledavar lo mishakir. And either chashid v'hiu lo chashid. He gains credibility vis-a-vis the other fellow because he has the support of an eidachad. Therefore, in our Mishnah, Eidechad is Misayeya, and therefore he's Poter Mishvua Rabbah. And that's because our Shvua of our Mishnah has to do with Chashad. Zeu Tor Fater Shehu Abau, Balamor, Kilko Devarav, Balamor quotes Rabbi Natan, says Ramban. And then Kilko Devarav, then he kept talking, and he somehow transitioned into the idea of Eidechad Misayeya being Poter Shvua Daraisa. So Rabban says, by extending from Rabbi Tam, who's talking about the Mishnah, which is Shvud Rabbanon, into Shvuah Saraisa, by doing that, Kilkal Devarav, he undercut himself. Lipnei Rayosav, Shehevi, Midasumchas, Mishmaita Dil Kamon. Maybe we'll get a chance to get back to that. The Raisa that he brought, Lepishanir Midavarav, Tapil Shvud Araisa, Kagon Moda Mitzas. Oh, interestingly, Shvuas Hashomrim, Poter Eidachad. It would seem from Balamor that he understood that the din of Eidachad Misayeya Poter applies not only to Shvuas Rabbanon of our Mishnah, but to Shvuas Taraisa, like Shvuas Hashomrim, and what are the mixas? Interestingly, he doesn't mention Shvuas Eidachad.
Is it from the Maharam? Is it limited
to Shvuas Eidachad? It doesn't sound that way. Well, certainly the logic, it doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, the Kal V'chomer from Muchzak doesn't make any sense. The Raya from the Kalav and the Kolchatas, you know, in the realm of Shur doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense.
The Shur is within the Eidechot.
Why? No, the contrast is not the source of the few Shur's, Avon and Chatas. The Avon and Chatas are in Okam.
Of
Okam and Shur. Meaning in the area of the realm of Shur, he's all powerful. Bein Lukhiyu, Bein Luktur. As opposed to Avon Chatas. And if there's a Shvua, right.
Kam Shvua is specifically Shvua Seyeva.
If you're talking about the Chiyu, but right. If you're talking about the realm and you're comparing, you're paralleling the realm to that of Avon and Chatas, then it's not limited to Eidechad. And I said that I think is over Pashat. If there was some way to squeeze out of that, according to what you're suggesting, which I understand, the next line is certainly a clincher. Because where's the next line? Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? When you oppose the mukzakus of a nitva, right, and your mechayev shvua, that works. So to support the nitva, it won't work. That would take more of a mikzas. Or not eidachad. Aren't you eidachad mesayeh? Aren't you supporting the nitva? And it's with a shomrim. Aren't you supporting the nitva? So what I'm saying is, he doesn't say it. The first raya doesn't sound like it at all. And the second raya, I think, just can't even sustain it. Now, we'll see later on. Also, the Rosh himself, certainly, the Amram Rotenberg, assumes that it certainly applies to Shvuas Shomer. As we'll see. Anyway, the Ramban, interestingly enough, as you can see what's going on here, Ramban says, I don't understand the Balamar. He starts off with Shvuas Rabban of the Mishnah. Somehow he extended to Mod of the Mikzas. And Shvuas Hashom. We will get to, by the way, in a minute, I'm rejecting what you're suggesting about Maram Rotenberg and Rush, but we will see in a moment that the Chiddush Aran and the Mukhe Yosef really do hold this right. They distinguish between Shvuas Eidachad and other Shvuas, but for a very different reason. I think we could have said it differently, but the way they say it is for a different reason, I will explain in a minute. The Zed Davar says Ramban, She'i Afshar, it's impossible to say what the Balamor did. Namely, the Eidechad Misayeh is Poter Mishvua Daraisa. Why so impossible? Ram Rotenberg thought it was pretty clear. Right? So listen to this. Tilo Ashkechan Eidechad Kam Elo Lechayev Shvua. Elo Lifter. Because the precedent is what? Chiyev Shvua, not Ptur. Yisav HaMilsa. Wait a second, before we get to that. So that's like a very matter-of-fact statement, very unselfconscious. That's what I meant before. I mean, the Rush says, well, the Gemara says, the Kalav and the Kolkata Fuhu Deino Kam, Abel Kam and the Shua. Stama, Bein the Chiyu, Bein the Ptur. Now you have the Ramban saying, well, the Gemara says that you're, that he's come, L'chayim Shua. Nothing more, not Lifter Shua. The same level of conviction that the Ramban, that the Rush musters, or the Ram Rutenberg musters, to expand the role of Eid Echad, the Ramban, right, is equally convinced, limited. That's fascinating. Next question. Right, there's a rule. Shomer shemasal l'shomer. Right, Reuben receives something to watch, and he hands it over to Shimon, to watch for it. Okay. So if something happens to the object, chay. Sharei ikar chiyuvam mishum da'aver rishon. So what he's suggesting now is that the reasoning behind that halacha, namely that Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayim, is based on what we call Mitok Sheinichal L'Shava Misham. Namely, the person who's Mechuyah to swear is the Shomer Rishon. He's the one who has a relationship with the Maskid, but he doesn't know what happened to the object, because it happened in the home of the second shomer. So he's obligated to swear, but he can't swear. And we have a rule, which we're going to get to in a minute. Mitol she'ena yachal yishava mishalem. If you have a chiyuv shvur and you can't exercise that chiyuv, right, then you are obligated to pay. Okay. To the pirish alamor, rababcha mishabcha. So the question is, why is that true? Right, mishum d'shani lei, mishum tzar d'sheni, lo mehem alei d'shua. Because the guy says, I don't believe you. I only believe the first guy. He's the guy who I'm dealing with. The second guy is not my man. And the first guy can't take the shua. Vim kedivrei bal ha chibur hazeh. And if the Baal Amor is correct, the liftaru, the mekamakom, bein echad, right? Who lo pata shomer rishon? Da'af agav yilo toin lebari shalom esu lepshia kim chiyesham heidachad einu mechuyev shua klau. Why not say that the second shomer is an heidachad who's telling what happened to the object, and he should therefore exempt the shomer rishon from shua? No, the heidachad misayeya is potem and a shua. So then there's no problem between Shani Khadisha from the Shalit. Right? Halamatana Sokhar Sapal Vishil and Akhar Mesa Kadaki Shava Sokhar Bakule. Amayara Shoel made Shemesa Balamshia. Now the Sokhar, he received the object, he handed it over to a Shoel. You know, the Shoel is going to testify that it was Mesa Kadarka. Being Tomar Bidul Yada Shoel or Shukara Bapasal in Shomanlo. Right, Baraya Atzma Sheva, whatever. Meaning the point is, Ramban is trying to prove from Shomer Shemasa to Shomer, right, that Eid Echad Misayeya is not Poter Minashvu. Okay. Yeah.
That
is part of the Shomer Shemasa. What?
I wouldn't think that silences the whole argument.
So that two deos in the Gemara, that's a very good question. The Gemara really has two deos when he talks about Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, whether it's based on Ein Ratzon L'Sheyeh Tikdoni B'Yad Acher, or it has to do with the inability to meet the requirements of the Shua. Maybe it depends on that. I think he's really saying, according to this perspective though, if it really is about the inability to be Nishba, so then what happens, then that proves that Echad Misayeh is not put. Now in that respect, look back at the Rush for a minute. So the Rush, okay, what did I say was? Page 2. Look on page 3. The Yesh Makshin Hebel. One second. Everybody have the Yesh Makshin. It's on page 3. It's like about the middle. You see where it says dot? Oh, you have lines, correct.
Ah, what line is it? 18? Ah. Okay. So he says, V'yech shmakshin hebel, mehod amar lekamon, shomer shomotho the shomer chayev. Who's the V'yech shmakshin hebel? There's an attack against Ramban. Right? Meaning it's a meaningless kasha. Oof. Damalei, atnehemeli b'shua, heichlo mehemeli b'shua, I believe you. It's a kind of a version of Eivetoni Sheiviktoni B'yadachem, right? But it's the other time in the Gemara. Atmehem l'shua b'shua, heich lo mehem b'shua. I believe you, I don't believe him. I don't know him. Amai, chayiv. And he can't swear, right? Because he doesn't know what happened to the object. Amai, chayiv. If Terena Shomar Sheni, they do so. Right? Mishvua, so Shuchayiv. Let the second guy come as, not as a Nijba. Let him just go to court as an Eidachad and tell what happened. And Eidachad is Potem Nashua. That's Ramban's question. What do we see? Eidachad Messiah is not Potem Nashua. Listen to this. Why is that a Kusha Shohabil? Sounds like a pretty good question, right? Oh. The Rosh says, Velo Kasha, Midi. Not a kash at all. The chiyuve, the rishon, the shvil, the einach of ishavahu. The who ain rotsa laham in the shvus hasheni. The nischayv la rishon mamo. The ein erachot poter michiyuv mamo. What does that mean? So let's move back for a second. We have a rule that appears in the Gemara a number of places. It's called Mitok she'ele yachal yishava b'shavs. You can't swear in court. For example, the famous Naska Drababa, we've talked about it several times, it was in Bav Basra, the Sirach several times, it's quoted by Tosfos in Bav Basra, and the Rosh right in the beginning of the Sefer in Bav Metzia. What happened? There was a guy, right, who was seen grabbing someone else's object, or grabbing an object from someone else's domain, I should say, right? And an Eidachot saw him. Upon being confronted, he said, "In Chatfi, the Nidi Chatfi, I did grab that object from his domain, but I'm just trying to recover my own object." So what does the Gemara say? He cannot swear. He's because he's a Goslin, because he grabbed it, or because, since he can't deny the ache, because Eidachot says that he grabbed it. He doesn't deny that he grabbed it, he just justifies grabbing it. Whatever it is, he cannot take the shul. And we told Shenechol Shava, the shul. Or the Gemara says in Shavuos, right, if you have chashud, two chashudim, right? So the chashud, this guy's a chashud, usually you have a chashud, somebody is suspected of lying, and he's obligated to take a shvuah. So we say in the Drabanan, shekenegdo nishba benota. The other guy should swear. But the shneim chashudim, right? Kind of transaction between two people or chashudim. And the only person who will deal with a chashud is another chashud. So shneim chashudim. So we say chazra shvuah lemechuyev la. We told Shane to call the Shabbat Mishalim. So there's a bit of a talk to call the Shabbat Mishalim. The talk to call the Shabbat Mishalim is the interface between Shvua and Mamon in a way. Right? It's where Shvua, Achiv Shvua, Eidach is only called the Shvua, it's where Achiv Shvua is converted into Achiv Mamon. So again, taking a step back for a moment, we talked about how Eidach works. And whether Eidach and Shvua is like a satellite of Eidachot the Mammon, right? Or it's closer to, let's say, Eidachot Mammon Bisurin in the paradigm, right? So the very fact that there is a concept of Shavua which can convert into Mammon would seem to highlight the connection between Eidachot the Shavua, or Shavua in general, and Mammon. After all, Shavua can convert into Mammon, right? Not necessarily. There are different ways to look at it. So for example, some Rishonim are the opinion that the way that Mitosha and the Kodesh Shavim Shalim works is as a race, or as a knas, meaning a shvua is a shvua, and a shvua is not mamon, and a shvua doesn't convert into mamon. However,
If you refuse to swear when you're supposed to, right, that's very suspicious. And that deepens the suspicion and the likelihood that you're guilty. Or, you refuse to swear, but you're supposed to swear. So we use mamon as a way of forcing you or penalizing you. Right, the Minafkamina, many Nafkamina, for example, there's Mechokes and the Rambam and the Raivid, and the Bali Tosis in a few places as well. The Raivid and the Bali Tosis and Baba Kama, Membab, and the other Purbab, the Tzia, Tzadi Zion, are the opinion we only say, Mitoshen Echolishokam Vishalim Bahavale Lameda. Meaning this guy should be able to swear. Let's say a guy's with any Oneg. Right, you know, you accuse him of something, it says any Oneg, I don't know. Right? In a case where he's supposed to swear. Chamshin, let's say, Motor Mitzvahs, you owe me $100. The guy says, I know I owe you $30, right? But on the other 70, I just don't remember. Any other day. Doesn't deny it. So any other day. So in that case, say, well, it depends. If Havale Lameda, this is what Bali Tosis on the right would say. Havale Lameda, lo Havale Lameda. Does he have an excuse for not knowing? Or should he know? Is it his father's estate? You know, and it's understandable he didn't know the details. Or is he claiming amnesia? Right? The Rambam? Doesn't matter. Havale Lameda, lo Havale Lameda. If he's supposed to give a shvua and he can't, he always pays. What's the machlokas? It seems like the machlokas is as follows. There's a group of Rishonim that thinks that a chiyuv shvua is a p'tur mamon. Really, an eidachon is mechayev mamon, or eidachon is mechayev an option. That's the way Tosa says it in Baal Basra. Eidachon means that you're chayev either to pay or to swear. If you can't do one, then you have to do the other. But the mamon is a contingency, if not the primary chiyuv with an exemption. So then we don't care, havale the meida, lo havale the meida, it doesn't make a difference. Whether it's his fault or not his fault, whether it's a race, whether it reflects that he's shady or not, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, he has to come up with a shvua. Even if you want to say that a shvua, you know, is a chiyuv in its own right. There's another way to look. I always, you know, give the, you know, what I call the cab driver, you know, a mashal. Right? Now you get into a cab, right, and you have a $20 bill. I guess it's no longer, it's probably now, I should say $100 bill. You know, and you go, whatever amount it is. And, you know, let's say it's 3 in the morning, so it's like, I guess it's reasonable or whatever. So, you know, it's time to pay him. He doesn't have any change. Your trip costs $12, and you have a $20 bill. Right? So you only owe him $12, you don't owe him $20, but nobody has change. You can't give him nothing. You probably have to give him $20. Right? So the shvua, you owe a shvua, but you can't give him a shvua. So the alternative is either give him something more or to give him nothing. Right? But the point is that Eid Echad isn't just a chiyuv shvua. The shvua or the Eid Echad or both, right, reflect something more basic. So then what are we going to say? B'tol she'ne chol shalom v'shalom. Doesn't matter how the made or how the made. But if you think a shvua is just a shvua, and a shvua is never mamon, and if you can't give a shvua, especially if there's reason you can't give a shvua, right, so then you're not withholding the shvua, there's no knas in it, there's no havale lameda, then Eid Echad is only mechayev shvua. It's a kind of yisurin. And then you're going to take a very different position. For example, Tosfos here has a very famous discussion. Tosfos on Hei Amud Aleph, if you look here for a minute, Tosfos talks about kosher. Shekenegdo Amina. Kamina, sorry. This is the second to bottom Tosfos on Hei Amud Aleph. As it says, "Im Tomar, Ma'ishla de bechoshel al shvua shekenegd on dishva v'nautel." When you have a choshel al shvua, again, somebody has a chi of shvua, I'll say, what are the mitzvahs? Or shvua say dachot, or shvua say shom. But he's a chashud, he's a bad track record, we don't let him swear. So why do we say shekinegdo nishbav notel? It's a drabana. We switch the shvua to the other guy. We say take a shvua drabana nishbav notel. Why not just say he's obligated to swear? He can't swear. We told shenichal shavu mishalim. Because Amar, just like we say, the chamshin yadana, the chamshin yadana. Like we said before. You owe me $100. The guy says, 50, I owe you. 50, I'm not sure. What do we say then? We tell Shenichal the Shalom Mishalim. O Benatskid Rababa. How come there we do say, we tell Shenichal the Shalom Mishalim? And not in this particular case. Here we say, Shekinegdish Benot. Sos gives two answers, and these two answers highlight the two perspectives that we're talking about. Vyesh Lomar, Hacha Iya Mina Mishalim. Lo shavkas le chayi, the kol olam yaviu lidei shua, yitlu kol shalom. The first answer of Tosis is a very pragmatic one, but it's based on assumption. And Tosis says, you know what? You're in theory, you're really right. Every time there's a chashud, we should say mitol shem kol shalom mishal. I there's no reyasa, and there's no knas, because he's a chashud. Meaning, there's a reason that he's a chashud. But his being a chashud has nothing to do with his behavior or his conduct in this particular case. In this particular case, there's no indication that he's behaving improperly, and there's no reason to punish him. He would like to swear. We will not let him swear, because he's a chashud. But what is Tosafot saying? In principle, you really should say b'tal shenichal l'shem l'shal. Why don't we? Because then it's what is it, open season on this guy. Because once everybody's a kashid, everybody's going to put him in a situation where he has a fee of shua, so they can just collect from him. Because his hands are tied. He can't defend himself. Because he's a kashid, which may be his own fault, he's no longer capable of defending himself. In order, right, to protect him, notwithstanding that he's a kashid, we say shekneg nishvinota. But in theory, what should we say? So shenichal nisham nishalein, even though in this particular case, right? It's just a chiyuv shvuah, nothing more. That's answer number one. Answer number two, ge'od. The chasam, amalei shvuah daraisa yisi alecha, otishava otishalem. In those other cases, there's a chiyuv shvuah daraisa, and we say to the guy, swear or pay. Avalacha hu baratom yishva, imna nichenu, or lekach lo yishalem. He wants to swear. We will let him swear. What's the second day of Tosafot saying? The only time we say mitol shem nichal l'shem mishalem is if it's a reyasa or a knas, but otherwise we won't. Oh, so getting back to this point from before, what's going on here? So the Ramban asked the kasha. The Ramban said, "I can prove to you that erechad misayeya is not potter min hashua." What's the proof? Shom l'shem also the shom. So the Rosh says, that's a kusha shol hevel. It's not a good question. Why? Because that's the case of mitol shenichal l'shem mishalim. If mitol shenichal l'shem mishalim, says Tosa, says the Rosh, there, of course, eidechad say is not going to be poter. Because that's not shvua, that's mamo. And what is the Ramban thing? So could be this is exactly the debate. Right? The Ramban is saying that it's true that a shvua may convert into mamon, right? But that's because, again, you can't break the $20 bill, right? Or because, you know, he refuses to swear somehow. It's his fault that he can't swear, you know, as the case may be. But basically, it's still a chiyuv shvua. And if you could attack it at its source, meaning, if you could neutralize the obligation of shvua, if the rule was that eidechad misayeya is potter min shvua generally, then eidechad misayeya would be potter min shvua here too. That would be the end of the story. The fact that it's not indicates that it generally is not, and that's the end of it. The Rosh says, no, that's not the pshat at all. Mitol shenichal l'shem mishalem is already a new stage. That's when Shvuah has already been converted into a Chiyuv Mamon. There you would want Eid Achim to say it to be potent Mimamo. That it can't do. So this is the same debate we find between the in Shulchan Aruch, I didn't put it here, but between the Shach and the Ksavos. The Shach in Siman Pei Zayin says, quotes us Rosh in general, and says, whenever there's a din of Mitosh and Kol Shach of the Shalem, even though we normally accept the Psak of Rabbeinu Tam and the Baram Württemberg, that Eid Achim Nesayah is potem Shuah Naraisa, but not when it's Mitosh and Kol Shach of the Shalem. And the Ksavos disagrees. So says, but not because they hold that the Ramban. The Ramban disagrees because he says, in general, it's a proof that Eid Achim B'Sayeya is never potem Mishvur Daraisa. The Ksel says, even if you hold Eid Achim B'Sayeya is potem Mishvur Daraisa, it will also work even in a case of Mitok. What about the Shomer Shemus or the Shomer case? Which is what the Rosh is trying to answer, right, from the pack of Ramban. So the Ksel says a different answer, and a very important answer. Ksel says, in my opinion, there's a difference between Shvuos HaShomrim, right, and Shar Shvuos. So let's take a step back and analyze this for a minute. Now, three Shvuos D'Oraisa, right? The old Mishra of the Niftar, meaning the defendant has to take all three Shvuos, and he walks away and exempts himself. And they're all D'Oraisa. However, they're different. And the question is, how different are they? Both in terms of the mechayev, what triggers them, and in terms of the quality of the chiyuv shvuah that is triggered. And, therefore, could there be a difference between them with regard to all sorts of dinim, including the din of Eid Achim Nesayeya being poter? So the unique facet of Eid Achad, let's say of the three, is this connection between Eid Achad and Shnayim. You might say, you know what? It's just short of Chiyuv Mamon. It's a very powerful Shvuah. Because Eid Echad is really Eidus. It's Eidus bumped down one. Maybe because of the fantasy factor, or the, you know, whatever it is. But that's what it is. That would be a reason to give greater credence to the Chiyuv Shvuah in the context of Eid Echad. At the same time, there's a reason to think that Eid Achad Nesayeya might work more effectively in Eid Achad, Keneged Shvuos Eid Achad, like Simcha was saying before. But that's for a totally different reason. Not because of the quality of Shvuah that it's being put there, but it can go to the source and knock out the source, the other Eid Achad. And that's the, if we get a chance, we'll see it today. If not, we'll begin with this very quickly next time. The Dibuka Yosei Peter, which we have in our next piece. And the, second piece on page two, quotes the Chidush Aran, who says, Eid Achad Nesayeya is not poter the other Shvuos D'Oraisa. But it is poter Shvuos Eid Achad. Why? Because Eid Achad, Keneged Eid Achad, is Kamad D'Oraisa. Not because Eid Achad Nesayeya is able to knock out Shvuos Eid Achad better, but it's able to knock out Eid Echad better. It's Eid Echad by Chasha, and they knock each other out. Hashem came to us a Shomer in one of the Mikzah, so he has to attack the Shvuah. Eid Echad can't attack the Shvuah. It can't neutralize the Shvuah. But Eid Echad, Keneged Eid Echad, you throw them both out of court. What about Shvuah HaShomrim? I'll show you that inside next time. What about Shvuah HaShomrim? The Shvuah HaShomrim is very tricky halacha. Why? Of all the three Shvuos, what's unique about Shvuos HaShomrim is that it's ala safek. Right? In order to mix us, requires a tiny zvada. The other fellow says, you owe me $100. He responds, I owe you 50, I owe you 30, whatever it is. Shvuos Eid Achad, right? It's either tiny zvada of the baldavar. That's my focus on Shonim, actually. If you need tiny zvada of the baldavar, but at least it's a tiny zvada of Eid Achad. Right? Shvuos HaShomrim is nitkana midaraisa, ala safek. Because the matke doesn't know what happened to the object. He doesn't live in the Shomer's house. Right? He wants to know, where's my object? The guy says, oh, it's gone. It was an earthquake. It was an earthquake. Swear to it. He doesn't know there wasn't an earthquake. Right? It's a chiyuv shvua ala safek. Now, there are two ways to look at the chiyuv shvua ala safek. You're likely not going to be neutral about it. Right? You're either going to think that it's a kula or a chum. So our immediate inclination, our reflex, is to think that it's a kula. Right? Because the guy, it's not like the guy himself, there's no accuser. He's asking for clarification and an explanation. But he doesn't, there's no accuser, he doesn't know what happened. So you would think it would be a weaker basis for a shvua. If I say, you vadai owe me $100, you vadai, you know, did this, that's a stronger claim against you. I say, oh, what happened to my answer? Clarify. It's not accusatory, right? It's explanatory. That's a kula. However, there's another perspective, and that is, it's only a suffix and you're being nijba. Why? He doesn't know that you did anything wrong. Why do you need a shvua? Why can't you just say, I can just tell him what happened? Why can't I just believe you? It's an accusation, and one man says, so this is the truth, and the other says, that's the truth. I understand. Where's the shvua? Why do we need a shvua in a case of somebody, you know, asking to clarify? Right? The answer is, maybe the Tanya Safek reflects the Chumra. In what way? Basically, the sect is the perspective that says, the second that I deposit an object with you, you have to return it to me. You have a Kiva Shava from that moment on. And some of the Rishonim explain in Ksuvis and in Baba Kama, and the Ksos quotes adherence in Pezayan. There's a day in the Gemara that says that the chiyuv shibud nechasim on a pikadon begins mishas meshicha, not mishas takala. Meaning, what happened? I give you the object to watch in November, November 1st, right? And some sort of calamity takes place, or you claim a calamity took place in the next February. So let's say it was a calamity that was agreed upon. What happened? And he's chayiv. Let's say he's a shomer sachar. It was stolen. He's a shoel, and there was onus. He has to pay for that. Right? He doesn't have any money. So the lien on his property to pay for this chiyuv starts from when? Property that he had at the time when he received the object, or property that he had at the time when the onus took place, or the theft took place. That's what Machlokas in the Gemara. But you should pay for it, that you should have Shibudim from the moment when the calamity took place. We understand. Why should you pay Shibudim? Why should the lien begin from the moment? Oh, but that suggests is that Shmir, in the case of Shmir, there's immediate Kiyuv Hashava. You have to prove, the onus is upon you to prove that you don't have a Kiyuv Hashava. He gave you an object, you should give it back to him, unless you can prove otherwise. So that was the burden of proof. It's in the category of what we call eini yodea, not im chayavti, but im praticha. There's a mission at the end of Bava Kama that says there are two types of eini yodeas. Sometimes the eini yodea is, I don't know whether I owe you any money. Then the cheskas chiyuv is on the other guy to prove it. Prove to me that I owe you money, I don't know. Then there's an Eniyodea that says, Eniyodea im hechzarti or paraiti. I remember I owed you money, I just don't remember if I paid you back. Then the onus is on me to prove that I paid you back, because the cheskas chiyuv is that I agree that I once owed you money. Right? So the Ksos says, there's a man, Amar says, Shibudim begin a pshia. That shows us that the chiyuv shmira is in the category of Eniyodea im ischayabti. I'm sorry, Eniyodea im praticha. Right, that's why the chiyuv shibudim begins at the moment you receive the object. Ah, if that's the case, so then the chiyuv shvua is basically a patur. Because you really owe the guy, unless you can prove otherwise, you've got to deliver a proper shvua. And what? Now you can't give a shvua either, because mitol sheni chalu shava mishalim. Normally, a mitol sheni chalu shava, from the perspective of mitol sheni chalu shava mishalim alone, so that's a chiyuv shvua. Eid Echad Nisayeh would be poter. But in the context of Shuas HaShomrim, it's always Eniyodeya in Praticha. Ain't a devratif has a chi of mamon unless you can prove otherwise, and eid echad can't help you. So according to the Ksos, the din of shuvah shomrim, instead of being baltaina safek, instead of being a kula, ends up being a chumah. This is really a debate between the Rambam and the Raivad. I'll just mention it for 30 seconds. There's a debate between the Rambam and the Raivad about a katan in shuvah shomrim. The Rambam says, Rambam has the following line. Rambam says, Shvuas HaShomrim is the Safek, right, because it's Taina Safek. Therefore, even a Katan, even a Maskid Katan, is Mechayev Shvuas. So the Raivad says, I don't understand the Rambam, it should be the opposite. Ima Vada Shalo, in Mishvayim, or where you need a Taina Vada, a Katan, cannot be Mashviya. What's worse? What's a more serious shua? Chiyuvadai or chiyuvsafek? The Rambam says, obviously, chiyuvadai. So if a katan cannot be mechayiv in vadai, how can a katan be mechayiv in safek? It's time for the Riyusah. But I think that the answer is, and the Rebbe Gash almost says it this way, the Rambam, the Rambam was very influenced by him, the Rebbe Gash almost practically says it this way in Shavuos. He says, no, he had no sense. That's what Rambam seems to be saying too. It's exactly the opposite. The fact that a taina safek is enough indicates it isn't a taina, it's the chiyuv hashava. If it's the chiyuv hashava, what do we care whether it's a katan or a gadol? It's a strike. So what comes out is that not only is it a debate by the Echad and Sayeya, whether it's Pota or Chayim Shvu Daraisa, and that's an important argument about the Echad and about Shvua, etc. There's a secondary argument about Mitosha and Echol HaShavim G'shalim. It's in the Rosh Hashanah also. And then there's a third issue, and that is to distinguish between the different Shavuot Sarais. Some people say Eid Echad is different. That's the Mukhi Yosef and the Ran, because Eid Echad, Kenegad Eid Echad, is Kalesa, knocks them out of the box. One could have said, in the other way, that Eid Echad is Shavuot Shavuot stronger, and therefore he can't be out there. Then you have the Ksos, and it's through the Habamim and Shumah Fadeshan already, who says Shuas HaShomrim is different. Because that, he could have thought it was weaker, because it's all Safek. He Daka thinks it's stronger, because it's really a function of the Chiyuv HaShom. So maybe we'll speak another few minutes about the Drabanans next week, and then we'll move on to Gimel Menaleh on the bottom, Mode of the Mitzvot, and Hey.